chapter 32. And, as a free bonus, if I was running for office, I'd change me name and have printed on me cards, "Give him a chance. He can't be worse. Mr. Dooley." A system of private courts and police has certain special advantages over our present government system, advantages associated with the political issues of freedom and stability discussed in the previous two chapters. Private courts and police have, in addition, the same advantages over the corresponding government institutions that market arrangements usually have over socialist arrangements. When a consumer buys a product on the market, he can compare alternative brands. In the case of protection, he can compare how good a job different agencies do and their prices. His information is imperfect, as it is in making most decisions. He may make a mistake, but at least alternatives exist. They are there to be looked at. He can talk with neighbors who patronize different agencies, examine the contracts and rates they offer, study figures on the crime rates among their customers. When you elect a politician, you buy nothing but promises. You may know how one politician ran the country for the past 4 years, but not how his competitors would have run it. You can compare 1968 Fords, Chryslers, and Volkswagens, but nobody will ever be able to compare the Nixon administration of 1968 with the Humphrey and Wallace administrations of the same year. It is as if we had only Fords from 1920 to 1928, Chryslers from 1928 to 1936, and then had to decide what firm would make a better car for the next 4 years. Perhaps an expert automotive engineer could make an educated guess as to whether Ford used the technology of 1920 to satisfy the demands of 1920 better than Chrysler had used the technology of 1928 to satisfy the demands of 1928. The rest of us might just as well flip a coin. Throw in Volkswagen or American Motors, which had not made any cars in America but wanted to, and the situation becomes still worse. Each of us would have to know every firm intimately in order to have any reasonable basis for deciding which we preferred. In the same way, in order to judge a politician who has held office, one must consider not only how his administration turned out, but the influence of a multitude of relevant factors over which he had no control, ranging from the makeup of Congress to the weather at harvest time. Judging politicians who have not yet held office is still more difficult. Not only does a consumer have better information than a voter, it is of more use to him. If I investigate alternative brands of cars or protection, decide which is best for me, and buy it, I get it. If I investigate alternative politicians and vote accordingly, I get what the majority votes for. The chance that my vote will be the deciding factor is negligible. Imagine buying cars the way we buy governments. 10,000 people would get together and agree to vote, each for the car he preferred. Whichever car won, each of the 10,000 would have to buy it. It would not pay any of us to make any serious effort to find out which car was best, since, whatever I decide, my car is being picked for me by the other members of the group. Under such institutions, the quality of cars would quickly decline. That is how I must buy products on the political marketplace. I not only cannot compare the alternative products, it would not be worth my while to do so, even if I could. This may have something to do with the quality of the goods sold on that market. Caveat emptor.